This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Members, I would move that we reject the Senate amendments and send House Bill 1 to conference. We got some work that we need to do on it.
93 yeas and 0 nays, and those amendments are rejected.
As expected, the House said no to the budget. Now three House and three Senate members will endeavor to resolve privately what lawmakers have been arguing over publicly for the last 2 months. But what if they can't fix the $1.6 billion deficit before this day is out?
At 6 p.m. on the day of adjournment, it's over. Everything ends. And we've either done it or we haven't done it.
Senate Secretary Glenn Kemp says if either chamber refuses to accept the conference committee report, the session could end without a budget.
A budget for next year starts July the 1st. So if we didn't have a budget, then state government basically would shut down.
Legislators would therefore have to call themselves into special session.
They can't do it immediately, but I believe it's at least 5 days.
The House seems resolved against the SAVE scheme, so the Senate might kill that phantom college fee just to pass a budget and go home. Revenue Secretary Tim Barfield says that would guarantee the governor's veto of the budget.
It's very firm. It hasn't changed. It's never changed. There will be no net tax increase from the administration standpoint.
That would mean a veto override session in late July to even have a budget. The House is ready.
This is the resolution that 94 members signed that expressed the intention of the legislature to meet in a veto session if the governor vetoes any appropriations or funding.
That resolution passed without any objection. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.